Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, as Vice President George Bush represented the US at the funeral of former Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev, Bush was deeply moved by a silent protest carried out by Brezhnev's widow. She stood motionless by the coffin until seconds before it was closed. Then, just as the soldiers touched the lid, Brezhnev's wife performed an act of great courage and hope, a gesture that must surely rank as one of the most profound acts of civil disobedience ever committed in communist Russia. She made the sign of the cross on her husband's chest. There, in the citadel of secular atheistic power, the wife of the man who had run it all made a gesture suggesting that her husband had been wrong. She hoped that there was another way of life, a life best represented by Jesus, who died on the cross, and that this same Jesus might yet have mercy on her husband and raise him on the day of judgment. In today's gospel, Martha expresses her faith in Jesus' assurance of the resurrection of her brother Lazarus. Death with resurrection hope is the central theme of the scripture readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent. In his vision, Ezekiel in the first reading bears witness to the reanimation of the dead Israel in preparation for her return to the promised land. He assures his people that nothing, not even death, will stop God from carrying out his promises. St. Paul in the second reading assures the early Roman Christians who were facing death by persecution, and each one of us who are surrounded by a culture of death, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and who dwells within us will give life to our mortal bodies. In today's gospel, describing this great miracle, the church assures us that we too will be raised into eternal life after our battle with sin and death in this world. The readings assures us that our faith in Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, promises our participation in resurrection and new life. Once, one pastor was visiting a terminally sick parishioner in the hospital. As priest started giving words of consolation and hope to this terminally ill parishioner, the patient in turn began to console priest, saying, "Don't worry, Father, about where I am going to. I have friends in both places." Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to follow are, firstly, we need to be ready to welcome death anytime. We live in a world that is filled with death. We kill each other in acts of murder, abortion, euthanasia, execution, war, and terrorist activities. We kill ourselves through suicide, drug and alcohol abuse, smoking, overwork, stress, bad eating habits, and physical neglect. The most important question is, am I ready to face my death? All of us know that we will surely die, but each of us foolishly thinks that he or she will not die anytime in the near future. Let us be wise, well prepared, and ever ready to meet our Lord with a clear conscience when the time comes. Secondly, we also need to understand the touch of human sentiments. While the miracle of raising Lazarus from grave shows Jesus' divine power over death itself, it also shows him as a wonderfully sensitive human being. His love for Lazarus and his sisters is palpable. Martha's and Mary's complaint that Jesus' presence would have averted Lazarus' death shows us how real their friendship was. So do Jesus' tears. The story also represents the best of that special human quality in Jesus of openly expressing real feelings. This interpretive description of Jesus' greatest miracle is also John's reflection on the significance of the resurrection. Thirdly, roll away the stone, unbind him, and let him go. We often bind ourselves with chains of addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual deviations, slander, gossip, envy, prejudice, hatred, and uncontrollable anger, and bury ourselves in the tombs of despair. Sometimes we are in the tomb of selfishness filled with negative feelings such as worry, fear, resentment, hatred, and guilt. If we want Jesus to visit our dark dungeons of sin, despair, and unhappiness, let us ask Jesus during this Holy Mass to bring the light and the power of the Holy Spirit into our private life and liberate us from our tombs. When we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, Jesus will call our name and command, "Come out." This is good news for all of us. Lazarus, come out. This can be the beginning of new life. In Rediscover Jesus, chapter 22, Beyond Tweaking, Matthew Kelly writes a beautiful prayer of transformation. Loving Father, here I am. I trust that you have an incredible plan for me. Transform my life. Everything is on the table. Take what you want to take and give what you want to give. Transform me into the person you created me to be so I can live the life you envision for me. I hold nothing back. I am 100% available. How can I help? Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.